It's the Red Zone.
Blog Talk Radio.
Me could be my last night. If I meet you today, I need it by last night. Coon coon voodoo voodoo, right on the room 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 room. Ah, please tell me you love me. Could be my last night. If I meet you today, I need it by last night. Ah, need it my last night. Pack in my shop. Coon coon a zoom a zoom. So I can pick a soul and I can paint your soul like Picasso. Let me know. Oh, let me know. You left me high and dry, I think why cry? Tempted to touch through the night time, no time for my type. I'll fight for your love like a Mike Tyson. You left me high and dry, I think why cry? Tempted to touch through the night time, no time for my type. Yeah, I know I'm shoot up the shy drive by for you. So I can pick a soul, I can paint your soul like, so let me know. Ooh, I can pick a soul and I can paint it for you. Let me know, let me know. Baby, tell me you love me, so me stop asking it. You better show me you love me, girl, put your back in it. Cocky just beat, eat it, then I go fast in it. Put it in your mouth, pull it up, put it back in it. That pussy on point so you know I'm tapping it. You freaky, I know what you want. Put on the air while I'm grabbing your throat, all you want. You noodle leg, I hold you down by holding you up. Petey, you're my baby, me if you die, try. Tempted to talk through the night time, no time for my type. Wine on my type. Fight for your love like a Mike type. Fight for your love like a... Like Ali, fight for your love. That's for me, go me with ice in my car. Shots in the mind, my nose cocky, you want. Baby, if you tell me you love me, could be my last night. If I meet you today, I need it by last night. Coon coon voodoo doo, right on the room 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 room. Ah, baby, tell me you love me like you did last night. If I meet you today, I need it by last night. Ah, need it my last night. Cocky mash up, coon coon a zoom a zoom. So I can pick a soul and I can paint your soul like Picasso. Let me know you. Let me know. Ooh, I can pick a soul, I can paint a soul like Picasso. Let me know. Ooh.
Let's go. Brooklyn's own in the building, y'all. Ezell, Picasso, Brooklyn. Y'all know New York is definitely one of our biggest supporters over here at For the Record Radio. We love y'all over in New York. Guys is home. We from the boroughs, whether we want it to be or not. Y'all, welcome to the Red Zone. Guess what? It's going to get a little spicy tonight. No interviews. If you call me, I'll take your calls tonight, y'all, but I got some shit to say. You know what the benefit of having your own platform is? Can't nobody ever tell you to actually shut the hell up. Fly Guys Are Approved said, I got the right to say whatever I want. Okay? So tonight we're going to be discussing a few things that have been breaking storm on the internet over the last few days. Now, I know y'all been a little worried about me, but I'm always sitting pretty per usual. Going tone in with me right now live also on social media where I'm streaming live on Instagram and all other social media platforms where you can find me at The Beautiful Red / For the Record. 7 days a week, we're going live with all of the independent artists where everything right here matters the most. Don't forget, energy doesn't lie. And the energy on the radio been great, but the energy on the internet the last couple of days, it kind of been all over the place. I'm going to take y'all out to a few more tracks and we get back. I don't know where we going to start, but I got some shit to talk about, y'all. I want your opinions. Make sure you weigh in, even if it's after the show. But it's been some sassy talking men. It's been some down low brothers. It's been some stinky females. Baby, we got to talk about some shit tonight, y'all. For the Record Zone, the Red Zone. Guys, take me out to a little music break. I'm finna get these notes together because you wouldn't want to miss this, y'all.
tie up your kids. You and your man could die fucking. If I see what I want, nigga, up it. I get what I want, no discussion.
Nah.
You wanna be, now you succeed. That's what I call repercussion.
I told you I'm fuck with me.
Hair and nails done, I'm a bad bitch.
Uh-huh.
I'm a boss bitch, I'm a savage. If I want your man, I can have it.
I want them
bitches lame, I ain't average. Too many ops, that's not what I want.
I
for niggas who have you slumped in the trunk. For a day on your block, you be done. Thought he was puppy, got lit like a blunt. Got this bitch posting my man, but listen, he mine.
Fuck is you doing?
Fuck what you thought, come to New York. If I catch you, I'm doing time.
I'ma
be creeping up from behind.
Uh-huh.
Nah, it don't matter the day or time. You was before, now he with me. These bitches be out of line. I'm a gangster, but a mother first. Thanks to my kids, you ain't on the shirt. Or in a hearse, on the way to church. Let me chill, cause the feds alert. I don't want enemies, but whack rappers, y'all be killing me. No chicken spots, but get 10 apiece. Show my beauty, but I'm still a beast. Bitch.
Yeah, I'm a city, baby. Out in upstate, a nigga far from home. We try and call my pops, but he at church. Swear he never home. Conversation with my wife, told her I can't be alone. My mind be going crazy, that's why most of the time I'm off my phone. Cause I be scrolling down, keep on scrolling, I get in my zone. Focus on the work that people doing, and I forget my own. People always try and copy shit like they can't get they own. But I'ma keep on doing what I'm doing, this shit set in stone. Call my name on the concrete, this shit for the streets. A lot of people ain't gon' make it out, this shit ain't for the weak. Try and talk to God, seem like times that he ain't won't speak. So when you talk to him, tell him roll it, try and get a reach. Tell him roll it, try and get a reach. So when you talk to him, tell him roll it, try and get a reach.
I ain't gonna say it like that, but we did a lot of shit, bro. We show a lot of people some love and all that shit, bro.
Yeah,
and
shit,
like, I ain't expecting in return, but me, the real nigga I am, bro. I be expecting the wrong shit from people sometimes, you feel me?
Yeah.
The time was getting hard, it seemed like they ain't wanna listen. Was doing podcasts the same time I was fighting the victim. But I ain't look for sympathy, the fuck I look like bitchin'. Cause I'm a grown man, responsibilities ain't no business. That's what my pop said. Before I moved to the shelter, man in the house when I was 15, but I ain't know no better. How in the streets gang banging, twisting my fingers, throwing setup. Seeing ops applying pressure, females quick to get them set up. I'm happy I changed. I'm swear I'm doing a lot better. Quick to judge a book by its cover, that's why I wrote this letter. I'm happy I changed. I'm doing a lot better. Quick to judge a book by its cover. That's why I wrote this letter. It's roller.
This place isn't ours anymore. I can't be alone.
Let me put some house up on my van real quick.
It all reminds me of home.
I remember sitting in that cell, man. Long nights. I thought about shit I never thought I'd think of before. I thought about hurting myself. But thank God I made it through. Yep, a shit show. I got his mama. Yeah, for shit show. Shout out to the fan one time. Yeah, for shit show. Out the blue like a C-note. I bet I be one of the few that these niggas gon' quote. That's how you know with this ain't no joke. And if you put your bitch in front of me, bet I'm a poke. And I ain't talking about a Facebook. Ever since I got out of prison, niggas on shook. And every bitch I walk past, take a third look. I can't help it if your hoe just wanna give me the nook. I know they hate it cause a nigga made it through the storm. No hard feelings, just hit it and form. I'm going straight to the top like I always told them bitches. God gave me a second chance, I told you bitches. But still left and that was something I had to accept. Now bitches got they mama calling, trying to be a rep. representative, like she get the incentive. But bitch, that shit dead, and that's final, like definitive. I don't give a fuck if you're commenting like about every picture. Not fucking with you, might block it so she get the picture. And my so-called friend left when it was vital. It's kinda funny, they love me now, must be the title. Remember sitting in prison and feeling suicidal. You niggas left me for dead, now they say I'm they idol. Keep talking shit, you gon' create some rivals. Just did 10, bitch, I got more verses than Bibles. Play any beat, I bet I make them get out they seat. The flow elite, so anything I spit it be heat. Bet I defeat any nigga who try to compete. It ain't no standing up to me if I cut off your feet. I mean Achilles, bitch, I'm popping like Willies. And I ain't even from Philly, but I bet I go silly. Sick with the flow, I'm illy, smoke like a hillbilly. And I ain't even signed to a label, niggas like, really? The flow so complex, it get took out of context. Pockets on swole, I'm pulling up like a Bowflex. In that new Beamer, on fold. Have you seen her? I bet she wanna fight when I pull up with Senorita. My new bitch bad, really like, have you seen her? She'll make you wanna stay in the house and just Macarena. Wetter than Aquafina, fresher than Poporia. If I was still pimping, it'd sell out a whole arena. But had to stop, fans, they was all on my top. Them bitches put me in prison, told me to sit and rot. Like spoiled milk, sell dirty living and filth. A far cry from my Tempur-Pedic Armani silk. And making bands every day, I ain't selling no yay. Same shit, different day, got pussy on display. Fuck you mean with it. I always been cold with it. They sat me down for a minute, first I ain't get it. But that was God showing me how I should really get it. I put my all in this music, play the beat and just lose it. Ain't really heard nobody fucking with me in this music. Yo, this is it, niggas say I'm the shit. No MC Hammer, but I swear I'm too legit to quit. And even if I never blow, but they wanna hear more. My records get more spins than a ballerina toe. Niggas like, oh, damn, dude really can go. And every time I'm done spitting, they jaw on the flow. Pick up your mouth, Haiti even came out his mouth. Cause if you're from the city, you know I'm from over south. Shout out the 10s, dubs, even the dirty 30s. Cause I got blood relatives that still do you dirty. But they know it's Crip gang.
All for my son.
And if they call me for any beef, we all rise. Homicide, catch them slipping this dark side. That's what you get in the jungle, better swallow your pride. Yeah, for shit show.
That's real nigga shit, man. True story.
Gotta God, y'all. Minnesota showing out. Beforehand, we have Milwaukee and New York in the building. Y'all know I'm going to take you around the world every time you tune in to the radio with me for the records on the beautiful red, the red zone. Are y'all tuned in right now? If you're not, you about to miss the fuck out. I can't even lie to you because y'all know I'm a real pretty bitch. But today, I got some shit to say. What I want you to do for me, though, is make sure you are tuning in with me on all social media platforms so you're not missing this discussion. Right now, I am live on IG. Of course, you can tune in with me at 929-477-2425. If I say something that sparks your fancy tonight, call in. I need that feedback. I love conversation. And I can take it. I can take it stress with criticism, y'all. I'm a big girl. So I got my boy Short Song. I'm ready to pop my shit tonight. It's the Red Zone, powered by For the Record Radio. Y'all remember, I'm the only girl at the home of the independent artist. So make sure you tune in with us. If you're trying to get your spins heard like you just heard Scott of God rocking the mic right out of Minnesota, go ahead and hit us at exclusiveinterviewsonly@gmail.com. That's where you can get heard, and that's where you can get your music spun. Now, if you send it to us and it's not ready to go and mastered, it will not be played. Make sure you only send in your tracks through MP3 form as well, you guys. Now, remember, 7 days of the week, For the Record Radio is the home of the independent artist. Now, today, it's a little bit different. No interviewers. If y'all want to call me, go ahead and call. We can talk. But I want to talk about what's been going on the internet. I know y'all been thinking I've been wilding out, but I really haven't. I really just been defending myself. What people do not understand is that in an entertainment business where it's a land of sharks and men, you got to know how to swim. Like they say, you got to know how to swim with the fishes. I'm just one of them people that if you play with me, you might end up at the bottom of the fucking ocean. And that's kind of what's been going on lately. So I've been having to bark back.
They want to pick on the pretty girls, y'all. They want to talk shit. They want to pick us apart. But this one got a little bit of bark to her, so they started to find out about me. Let's start here in Minnesota. Now, y'all know one of our biggest platforms is Live on Lake Street. Shout out to Live on Lake Street, run by Southside Chiefs. If you guys don't know, go and tune in with them. They've given out a lot of opportunities for artists to be heard. But more than recently, things have been getting a little messy over there at Live on Lake Street. I want you guys to go tune in, check out what's been going on. The strippers are at it. The men are at it with the women. The DL niggas is coming out. The stinky bitches is coming out. Like, what the hell is going on, Minnesota? Is this really what y'all got going on? This is really what we're doing? This is really what we're trying to... This is not what we're supposed to be known for. But since y'all like the messy shit, I had to go and do a little test theory this past weekend. When we tend to post positive stuff, sometimes people overlook it. I post 3 times a day, every single day, whether it's for the radio, whether it's pictures, whether it's whatever's going on in my community. But I do notice that there's a shift when people are tuned in to the positive versus the negative. Now, I won't say that Live on Lake Street is a negative, but it can get a little messy over there. So more than recently, it's been the arguments between Minnesota versus Wisconsin, Minneapolis versus St. Paul, and men versus women. What do y'all think about that? What do you think about mainly the men versus women? Let's start there. What do you guys think about men and women giving opinions on each other? Now, I come from an era where men had men business and women had women business. Men didn't get in girly shit. Women didn't get in men business. People knew how to mind their business back in the day. Nowadays, it's just business. There's no men business, women business. Everybody talks shit about everybody. But what do you guys really think about that? Do you think it's okay for a man to comment on women's body parts? Do you think it's okay for a man to say, this girl is ugly? Do you think it's okay for a man to demean a woman in any type of way on the internet? And vice versa. Do you think it's okay? Because we do it as well, women. Women do it as well. I just so happened to post a status that had been shared by Live on Lake Street the other day, and I got a lot of feedback. Some positive, some negative. Some people understand that we're entertaining, so I just post things to jokes. But a lot of you guys did take what I said personal. Now, being that I'm on a radio show for the just men, I would think that y'all really know how I'm coming. But I set a status that said something like, Minnesota men, why are y'all always talking about females? Why so sassy, sir? And they was ready to eat my ass up, y'all. When I say everybody who support me, support. But the ones who do not like me is people who was coming out of the woodworks, y'all. We talking about 3-year grudges holding ass people over a status. Shout out to Live on Lake Street because the follower was definitely been eating up this motherfucking weekend. I can't even lie to you. The status got over 80-some shares at this point. We almost a K in worth of comments. Like, this shit going crazy, y'all. So I appreciate the attention, good or bad. It is what it is. It did what it needed to do. It's a status that needed to go viral. It was a status that needed to grab some attention. And that's exactly what we did. Make sure you guys go and check that out. Still posted on my status, and it's still posted on Live on Lake Street pages. It's still doing some numbers. Y'all are still weighing in. Good or bad, I don't really care. It's okay. I said what I said because men shouldn't be in women business, and women shouldn't be in men business. Nobody should be sneaking this in each other. But it happens. If it does, keep it lighthearted. Let's keep it funny, and let's keep things moving. No need for disrespect or all of that on the internet. Like, me and y'all shouldn't be on there calling women bitches and hoes and all of that. And women, we shouldn't be on there calling them gay and sassy and all of those things. Do remember that I am an entertainer, you guys. So a lot of the times, the things that I post has nothing to do with my personal life. Has nothing to do with the people that I'm around, the man that I'm dating. It has nothing to do with my children or any personal experiences that I may be going through. Most of the time, I'm just testing y'all asses to see. And just like I thought, the drama will always bring the attention. So shout out to Live on Lake Street. We appreciate those collaborations. Now, over to what else we need to discuss tonight, y'all. Make sure you're tuning in because even beyond the drama is the home of the independent artist. And don't forget, the energy does not lie.
7 days a week where you can catch all of your crazy hosts right here. Whether you're on the Uncle Different Show, Haiti the Great, or you over there getting your knowledge with OG Tiger Lee, make sure Fresh Fridays, you're getting all your updated entertainment with Gaza. It doesn't matter which host you tune in with, you're going to get what you need to get, okay? Because we always give what we need to give. Live, all social media platforms at For the Record Radio, 929-477-2425. I do have a caller tonight, you guys. Let me go ahead and take my first caller, and I got a couple announcements coming up after. Gaza, bring my caller in. Caller, who are you and where are you calling from?
Yo, this Nightfall. I was just tuning in, man. He told me to call in, so I called in. So I don't know what's really going on. I just kind of heard some of the story. I don't know what's going on, but I'm just calling
we
in to shout everybody out in front with the station.
Yeah, y'all, I don't know who Nightfall is. Nightfall, kind of a big deal. Definitely one of the homies over here for the Record Radio. So go and follow him. Drop your social so they can go and tune in with you.
Man, y'all can find me on all platforms, man. Both Sides of the Fence is my label name. If y'all need the podcast, I do that as well. Step Up Podcast, all one word. Y'all can find that on Facebook or Instagram, TikTok. All that good shit. If y'all need videos, I do that too. Y'all can tap in for that too. I'm raw with the video side, raw with the production, whatever y'all need, man. Tap in. I'm all around well-known nigga, you know. Fuck with me.
He cool or whatever, y'all. I give him that. Shout out to Nightfall. Make sure you guys want to tune in with like he said. But I'm glad you did call in because we haven't officially announced, but Both Sides, y'all, going to be our new collaboration with none other than Nightfall, you guys. So the Step It Up podcast will be joining with For the Record so that we can collaborate together to bring you guys other opportunities and promotional settings so that you guys can get your music heard, get your businesses talked about, and really just get your stuff out there. We know that a lot of y'all are looking for those opportunities, so we're trying to do things to give y'all that. We want y'all to be heard. We want y'all to be seen. And we want to do it in a good quality way. So go tune in with Nightfall, like he said. He also forgot, y'all, he ain't got that body together. So if you need you a personal trainer, ladies, he's also doing that as well. Nightfall, don't forget, I'm going to be tuning in because I got to get it right, get it tight for the summertime, okay?
You already know. Hey, yeah, but I want to tune in to the conversation, too. I kind of heard a little bit of it, you know. My little take on it is, like I said, I agree. Look, real shit. I agree, and I agree to an extent where, like, when it comes to, we shouldn't be bashing each other. People need to be coming together, whether you're gay or not or whatever situation. It don't bother me. Live your life. Live your truth. But at the end of the day, I feel like we need to be coming together as a whole to build the community. You know, every time we're Minnesota trying to do something positive, is always 1,000. We live in the land of 10,000 lakes, and it's like it's a land of 10,000 people or fake motherfuckers who just come out of nowhere and deter motherfuckers, you know. So it's like, I don't understand, you know, somebody trying to do something positive, why we can't come together. So my whole thing is, I feel like, yeah, if y'all say what y'all say about people, that's fine. I just feel like, you know, with a lot of the bashing that's going on, this is why Minnesota as a whole can never go nowhere. You know what I mean? I just feel like once we get that under control, we're controlling what we're saying. What we say don't really mean nothing. It's what we do after what we say. And a lot of times you got niggas just saying shit back and forth, and now we got a cesspool of everybody calling somebody something when at the end of the day we all just human beings. We all people of God, and we got to look at it like that. It's not about what somebody said and how we react to it. If we smarter, we can react better, you know. I see shit, I be peeping shit. I don't really be saying shit. I respect what everybody got going on because 99% of the time it ain't my business. My name Bennett and I ain't in it. But at the same time, I'm paying attention. You know, you feel me? I'm looking and I'm paying attention and I see how people act. You feel
that bullshit.
You feel me? Like, I don't try to get involved with that. You know, I like even with what I'm doing with the Step Up podcast, I tell people when they come on the show, we can talk about bullshit, but I don't promote that. You know what I mean? So my whole thing is, at the end of the day, I'm going to promote the positive side because that's what I believe everybody really wants, is the positivity. But like I said, yeah, negativity come along with that. And at the same time, like I said, we just got to control what we say and hold each other accountable for what we're saying and also what we're doing. Because at the end of the day, everybody's saying one thing, and that's going to make somebody act another way. And now this person said something. So now we got two people, three, four people going back and forth, and nobody's controlling what they're saying and act like they don't care. So now we got a whole world of craziness and everybody don't give a fuck. So once you say I don't give a fuck, that person say I don't give a fuck. So we got that cesspool going on. So we just got to be better as a whole, and we'll get there.
I tested the theory this weekend. Normally, you know, I try to keep my page. I'm like one of them people who you can really say what you want to say about Red. Like, it don't bother me. It still don't bother me.
Right,
I just wanted to test the theory of positivity versus negativity here in Minnesota. So this
And you know, I fuck with you the long way, too, though.
I know everybody's calling me like, Red, you good? What's going on? I'm always good. Like I said, one thing about me is you, Wavo, Gaza, Duke, anybody else, one thing, and I tell people, I never really argue with y'all, because do you see the type of circle that I have? Do you see the type of men that are around me? There's no reason for me to argue with a man in Minnesota. There's absolutely no reason for me to argue with you, sir.
Shit, a motherfucker, period.
Now, if I can
tell
you, it's because, I don't want to put you guys in a situation where people don't realize, like, this internet shit get deeper than just internet. This comment statuses and shit back and forth. I don't want motherfuckers feeling like because y'all defend me or I put myself in a situation with an argument, now we got to be at a show and motherfuckers got to watch their back because, like you said, land of 10,000 motherfucking fakes and snakes. Motherfucker that you would be cool with you will clout you the fuck out for a couple motherfucking likes and shares. So this weekend, I definitely tested that shit. I sent the internet the fuck up all 3 days in a row.
Real shit. Hey. You know what I'm thinking, too? I want to set up a live podcast stream with you. I want to set up a live podcast stream with you, and that way you don't even have to come tech into the studio. We can actually set it up, and we can still get you on the live and chop it up. So if you want to do it that way, we're more than welcome to do that. All you got to do is click the link that I send you, and I can add you on to the live. So definitely, I'm with all that. You know, I want to talk about more shit. I want to pick your brain a little bit more. You know what I'm saying? So me, I want to see where you at mentally. You know, with all that shit. You know what I mean? Because like I said, you're a big time person in the city right now, and that's why I tell people. I feel like everybody who's doing something big, we gotta really come together and fix it. You know what I'm saying? Because only we can be the ones to really fix it because we know what we're doing out here. You know what I mean? So that's why I'm like, I ain't never telling you not to handle your business. Stand on your business for sure.
Right.
But everybody gotta remember what you say has a reaction no matter how you say
it.
You know what I mean? You gotta word it
and
do what you gonna stand up.
And I do want to apologize to all of my watchers from this weekend, y'all. That was just entertainment. I'm sorry. You gotta test it.
It was very entertainment, too.
Yeah, like I want y'all to know, like, the people that y'all see me going back and forth for, like, I'm a big girl, y'all. Like, can't nobody get under my skin like that, so you don't have to worry about me. Ain't no beef, Red. Like I said, I'm always thin pretty. I just wanted to see if that was still the narrative that's going
to
lead. And it is.
To also answer your question, too, about when you was like, is it weird for a man to be asking questions? Like, it is. It's weird to an extent because I feel like women ask niggas a lot of the times what they dick size is and all this shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And it happens a lot. And like you did admit that too. You said women do that too. So I feel like it all depends. Like, you know, just like this is what I do now in my life. So I ain't gonna lie. If a woman asks me, like, you know, how much money I got in my account, I'll tell that girl, like, don't get me wrong, you know, I love big girls, but I tell most women they hate if you ask about their weight. So I'll tell a girl how much you weigh. If you ask me about my money, how much you weigh. Most girls like you, I know you're fine with that. That's cool. Most other girls, they hate that shit. So I'm gonna ask them a hateful ass question if you ask me something crazy.
232 solid pounds, y'all.
You heard? You heard? Hey, most other women, they hate that shit, though. Ask a bitch how much they weigh for real, and you tell them, because you know if a female like 5'4" weighing 2-something, you know already she overweight. So you gotta ask them sometime, and women hate that. So I feel like, look, as a man, look, if they ask you these questions, you ask them something else back. If she asks what's in your pocket, say, bitch, how much you weigh? Bitch, if you don't like that question, you better treat their ass back.
I'm not gonna say that, honestly, as a woman, in defense of my men in Minnesota, like I said, if y'all really look at my circle, my entire circle is men. I got like one or two bad bitches sprinkled in there, but I really hang with the niggas. So for y'all to be like, oh, Red's man bashing, and I'm sitting over here talking to y'all why they sitting there talking shit about me on the internet.
Right.
just had a whole conversation with you the other day while everybody like, are you a man hater? Are you a nigga? My best friend is a man. What are you talking about?
Hey, but look, we living in the world with just women and men. We live in a world where women and men anyway. Look, it's bound to happen. These conversations need to get talked about more, especially in Minnesota, because motherfuckers are weird up here when it comes to relationships, period. You know what I mean? So it needs to get talked about. And that's why I've been doing that on my channel. And that's why I'm like, we got to do this a lot more. I do want to set up a time so where we can really talk about real relationship problems and why people single past their 30s. Because motherfuckers got to figure that shit out. You know what I'm saying? Like, at this point, and then you can't, I feel like this. I feel like this real shit. At this point, if you pass your 30s, you can't be blaming. Look, if you pass your 30s, you cannot be blaming niggas ain't shit, and you can't say bitches ain't shit. You the problem if you pass 30 at this point. You heard? Like, real shit.
I'm going to have to second that one. Ladies, if you, you know what I'm saying, you hit the 30s, especially here in Minnesota, because they said dating in Minnesota is what? Like, recyclable trash.
Real shit.
That's fucked up. That's really something that they say about the dating pool in Minnesota, but, like, it's some good men out there, y'all. It's, they not all dogs. They not all. And it's some niggas with some money, which is not bad men either, y'all. Why y'all be having to think you got to settle for something they don't? What you got to do is
so let me, wait. You know, I got a question for you then. I got a question for you. Let me ask you a quick question then. Let me ask you a question. Would you rather, would you rather have you a man that's ugly with money, or would you rather have you a man that ain't got no money, but I mean, he got money, but he lets you do whatever you want to do?
No. Because being ugly gonna get real motherfucking fine on that. A man with potential, see, a bitch like me gonna look at it like, okay, because, you know, niggas fall off from time to time. He gotta have something to back that up. So as long as that potential match that money, nigga, I'm gonna book you a barber. I'm gonna take you to get dressed. I'm gonna hook you up with knife art to get this body together.
Okay.
I'm gonna get you together. Well, I'm gonna call Just Lace, let them know, get them shoe game together. Nigga, I'm gonna send your ass over there to Grills because, you know, I don't like bad
heat. That's what you're supposed to do. You gotta stick it out. You know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers, that's what they lost. They don't know how to stick it out no more in the city. And that's what the city, that's what motherfuckers
listen. A lot of females ask for shit that they're not able to give or that they're not willing to give. One thing about me is because I'm outwardly spoken about the type of niggas that I like. I like grown
man,
ass men.
Man, bring Kevin Samuels back. Bring Kevin Samuels back.
Because I feel like he would have liked me. I don't even feel like, you know, most people don't like him. Me and him would have been able to sit down and actually have a real fucking conversation, because where women really be delusional about a lot of shit, I was raised by men. So on my level, I feel like I can look at it in both situations. Yeah, these bitches do be kind of sometimes. I'll be like, shit, I would have said it too. The fuck, but
what's your ideal thought on a high value man?
What makes him a high value man?
Yeah,
his thought processes, his mental structure, his potential, his beliefs, his. It ain't gonna be the bag, because the bag come and go. I'm a victim and been indicted, so I know what it's like to have some money.
We gotta say that on my live. Next time I get on my live, that's what you gotta say, because everybody else gonna be like, "See, tripping. He gotta have the money." You know what I'm saying?
Do you got some money? It's always my question that when females always be like, "He gotta have some money. Do you got some money? Because what happens on a day
that
he don't
have
money?
Do you got the money?
If you can't. It's supposed to be, people be adding incorrectly when they get in a household with a man. You add incorrectly. They like, oh, my man got a good job, or my nigga be hustling. Yeah, that's all good and gravy, but nigga, this is 1 + 1 = 3, not 2. That's what you motherfucking bitches be having life fucked up. 100%. If that man got a bag, you should also have a bag. Y'all should have a bag together. And then there should be another bag secretly put up the fuck if that's anything that ever happened, so that you have a cushion. But bitches only be wanting to be taken care of. It's cool to be pretty. But bitch, you're going to get on his nerves one day. And if you don't have no fucking value, that's why your dumb ass getting cheated on. Because the other
talk
bitch got something going on.
Talk to him. Talk to him.
They be mad at me. Be real life mad at me, because I'll tell your ass the truth. Bitch, you want a husband.
Let the people in the back hear. You got to say a little bit loud. They got to let the people in the back hear. Stand for
they
the people in the back.
You know what it is? It's they be mad. They be saying, I want a husband. He gonna marry me. Marry you for what? When you bring absolutely nothing to the table but some coochie and some head. And it's 90 bitches outside that got the exact same thing. There's a million pretty bitches.
Back.
I'm the queen of the motherfucking pretty bitches. I love me a pretty bitch. But just like I know I'm pretty,
back.
I also know I got a good head on my shoulders. I also know I got a whole lot of other talents. is going to have to keep that man attracted because you're not always going to like me.
Hey, I got a special announcement. I got a special announcement, y'all. I might have Lil James coming to the podcast. I might have Lil James coming to do a podcast at 10 o'clock tonight, y'all. That might be a big one. He just inboxed me.
That's 2 hours and 30 minutes away, y'all. So right after us, we'll make sure we keep you updated. So tune in with us over here for the record for the Step It Up podcast. We got some people trying to stop in, y'all. It, Minnesota been going up. Y'all better make sure you tune in. Like, don't. I hate when people wait till the wave is really back bouncing. We ain't never stopped doing what we doing, y'all, because I know y'all have seen me kind of fall back a little bit. I know y'all seen Nightfall kind of fall back a little bit in recent times. Just not that we fall back behind the scenes, but sometimes the quality of what you want to do, you do have to take a break in order to reevaluate. So y'all can't think that because now we're pushing things, this is some new shit. This is shit we've been working on. These are things where the groundwork has been laid. Y'all are just now starting to get the outward of what we're trying to do. So we have the opportunity. We have the objective to be able to help you guys. Don't belittle yourself and act like you don't need no help here. It's all of us, from the Live on Lake Street to the Waterway TV to the Step It Up podcast, the For the Record Radio, to every fucking one of them shows, from the Red Sea to Union to Seven, every one of them that y'all do. This is a collaboration. If y'all don't start supporting each other, you're only going to live with those couple of K's on your fucking status. You're going to stay right the hell here. They better start getting their buying sense together, Nightfall, for real, for real.
I'm telling you, man. Yeah, man, y'all know what's going on today. I appreciate y'all having me on the motherfucking show. I'm going to still be listening and tuning in. If y'all get, I don't know if y'all thank playing music today, but if y'all can't play something special for the ladies in the, on this joint, you know what I'm saying?
I got something for you. I might got something for you.
Let's get it. Shout out for the record radio, man.
Drop your social media one more time for me, baby, before you get out of here. Thank you so much for all of your support. I love you, and I appreciate you.
So love you too. You know what's going on, man. Shout out for the record radio, man. Y'all know how to tap in with your boy. Nightfall, both sides of the fence, man. Step up to the motherfucking mic. Gang, gang.
Thanks,
gang,
baby.
Gang.
D-Mac on the fucking track.
I could again, love the way I look. I was young, now I'm cold hearted, now I got a thirst. So much pain up inside of me, I already had enough. I don't know if I can love no more, I don't know how to trust. Told me you need me, but I know you ain't even need me though. Loved you from a distance, that's probably why you ain't see me though. Talk to you through these songs, I don't know how you ain't hear me though. You ain't have to do me wrong, but I guess you like to hear me flow. I'm still young, I got a life to live. I ain't focused on no love, I'm just focused on getting rich. I was young and dumb, having fun, who knew love had me numb. I feel so heartless and I always feel like giving up. My heart hurt, my soul shaking, I don't know what to do. You left me alone, this pain is crazy, I was so into you. When you left, I was hurting, you was knowing it too. At least you gone, it's better than you not just showing the truth. You got a girl, I got a wife, and yeah, I told him to shoot. I don't miss it, but my emotions are showing I do. Times get hard, and I probably need a shoulder or two. She was leaving, she ain't caring, she just told me to move. Nothing different, I'm doing me and you doing you. One of my was miserable, you leaving, now I'm losing you. You leaving like it's easy, I guess that is nothing new. And you don't got believe me, but I got something to prove. She keep asking what's wrong, don't realize that my love gone. Stay trapped up in the room, and cause of you I'm writing love songs. And she got this feeling she ain't never felt before. This pain I'm feeling, I don't wanna feel no more. Got me feeling mixed emotions, I be trying, I can't show them. He heard from the things they told him, can't express them, so he wrote them. All he know is paper chasing, he's so hurt that he can't take it. Show won't work and he can't face it. When I was back to basics, you left out of nowhere for no reason. I'm like, why? Said I'm changing, but there ain't no changing. I ain't even try. Had me cool, dripping cold sweats, I couldn't even cry. Had me holding my emotions so much, I can't even lie. It was crazy, it amazed me, I ain't even one believe it's true. Thought you needed me the same way that I needed you. Only wanted you, now I got six, wish I could leave you too. Like, mom, I know you watching me, just please believe I need you too. All these dark clouds, rainy days, I can't stand this pain. Oh, my heart is falling right apart, but you don't feel the same. It's crazy, I gave you my love and you just ran away. And if this ratchet don't bring me to the top, I'ma find a way. If times get hard, is you gon' ride? Cause I know 99% of the love yous I heard was lies. You made it hard for me to trust you, I see the fake in your eyes. But I could always put my trust in my brothers, cause those are guys. I could've get love the way I love. I was young, now I'm cold-hearted, now I got a thirst. So much pain up inside tired of me, I already had enough. I don't know if I can learn no more, I don't know how to trust. Told me you need me, but I know you ain't even need me though. Loved you from a distance, that's probably why you ain't see me though. Talk to you through these songs, I don't know how you ain't hear me though. You ain't have to do me wrong, but I guess you like to hear me flow. I could again, love the way I love. I was young, now I'm cold hearted, now I got it done. So much pain up inside of me, I already had enough. I don't know if I can learn no more, I don't know how to trust. Tell me you need me, but I know you ain't even need me though. Loved you from a distance, that's probably why you ain't see me though. Talk to you through these songs, I don't know how you ain't hear me though. You ain't have to do me wrong, but I guess you like to hear me flow.
Yeah. Yeah. Next to me, stay next to me. Baby, don't go, stay next to me. Stay next to me, stay next to me. Baby, don't go, I want you next to me. Stay next to me, stay next to me. Baby, don't go, I want you next to me. Stay next to me, stay next to me. Baby, don't go, I want you next to me. Flex with me, baby, flex with me. She know that I'ma spend it, gotta check on me. She don't put no stress on me, only sex on me. She always on my mind, so I'm never lonely. Girl, I want you next to me every day. All she do is call my phone, she know I'm on the way. I done had a lot, but you the one that I call bae. Put in all the work for you, girl, you know I don't play. I'ma show you love, cause baby, I don't wanna hurt you. I love the way you smell, and I'm not talking about your perfume. I take you to the room, baby, I'm about to work you. I need you by my side, cause we've been through the worst too. Next to me, stay next to me. Baby, don't go, stay next to me. Stay next to me, stay next to me. Baby, don't go, I want you next to me. Stay next to me, stay next to me. Baby, don't go, I want you next to me. Stay next to me, stay next to me. Baby, don't go, I want you next to me. Baby, don't go, I want you next to me. Anytime I'm with you, girl, that's when I feel peace. You ain't gotta spend a dime, everything on me. And I know she do the same if it changed on me. I don't go to parties, but I party with my lady. When I hit the stage, she know I got them going crazy. I done got up in her, now the mama had my baby. I hate it when she leaves, she know that drive a nigga crazy. Girl, I want you next to me, stay next to me. Baby, don't go, stay next to me. Stay next to me, stay next to me. Baby, don't go, I want you next to me. Stay next to me, stay next to me. Baby, don't go, I want you next to me. Stay next to me, stay next to me. Baby, don't go, I want you next to me. Next to me, stay next to me. Baby, don't go, stay next to me. Stay next to me, stay next to me. Baby, don't go, I want you next to me. Stay next to me, stay next to me. Baby, don't go, I want you next to me. Stay next to me, stay next to me. Baby, don't go, I want you next to me.
Get my board to run by Fly Guys' own. So, CEO, y'all remember, we way back from Mind Stars. So, y'all who may not have gotten updated here on your social media platforms, remember, I'm streaming live on IG as well. We go all the way back from the Mind Star days. Just type in Fly Guys Are Approved. His hashtags are on all social media platforms. It will take you to everything he's ever posted. I tested it myself. That is the easiest way for you to find guys from his back in the day shit to his new shit. Plus, if you hear a nigga with a super New York accent, it's probably him with his light skin ass, okay? Y'all, make sure y'all tune in with us, okay? First of all, let me slow it down just for a second so I can get you some information, okay? 929-477-2425. Now, that is our national number. That is how you can call in during all of our shows to request music, to promote your businesses, to just say, hey, if you want to shout out your artists. I don't give a care if you want to call and shout out your mama and your kids, okay? You can call. It's the radio. We're live and direct. Remember, we are heard everywhere. We're not just heard here in Minnesota. We're not just heard out there in New York. This is the land of the internet. So we're streaming everywhere. We got people over there in Australia. Hey, Aussies. I got my Chinamans over there in China. We appreciate y'all because, remember, we do check our records after each show just to see who's tuning in. We got our Africans. We got everything everywhere. And y'all, y'all know, okay, my translations be a little funny, y'all. Don't be trying to be funny. Don't be trying to eat me up for how I be saying stuff. Okay, let me just be me. Y'all know it's all love. But whatever you're tuning in at For The Record Radio, 929-477-2425. Or you can catch a live stream. And since we'll be typing in with Step It Up Podcast, you'll be able to get more of us now on the same live, okay? So, visuals coming. Any other time you guys want to tune in with us, go right over to your social media platform. Type in For The Record Radio. You're going to pull up For The Record Radio. When you hit those DMs, it's going directly to our CEO. And guys' ass is up all damn day and night. It doesn't matter what time. We're like a sex line. Like, we never fucking close, okay? You can send your music 3 a.m., 4 a.m. Now, our artists, we know y'all be in the studio. If you feel like you just dropped some shit that the world needs to hear, we're giving you an opportunity to be able to do that. You don't got to go through all the process of getting this and doing this and doing this. Now, we welcome your managers and stuff to reach out to us if you guys want to do legit business, because remember, this is a business. However, we also give every one of our hood artists, our new entertainers, people chances to get heard. All we ask is that you come to us correctly. So that means send your emails over to exclusive emails only. MP3 form, your song must be named, and we do need your artist name so that you don't get lost in the sauce, okay? We get hundreds of songs, you guys, every single day from all kind of independent artists. So being that we get so much traction coming in, you guys make independent artists drop way more music than mainstream. Sorry, mainstream artists, but when I say these independent artists be really fucking working, they really be working. And the fact that they don't have no labels pushing them, you know, I gotta say I give it to my independent artists when it comes to how y'all come out dropping, swinging. I got artists like Flavo, artists like Ice Out, artists like Dre in them. I got people over there in New York. I got people in Chicago. Haiti could write you an entire EP in the 1 hour that he's on the Great Bar Show. Think about that. Independent artists, you guys have a home here with For The Record Radio. So slide in the DMs, exclusive emails only at Gmail, and get those songs sent over MP3 form. But please make sure that everything is labeled so that you do not get lost in the sauce of diss tracks. Otherwise, the heat's there and we don't know who the hell you are. Okay? Just remember that part. We need you guys to tune in because we're definitely giving some opportunities for promotional opportunities and some giveaways. Don't forget that this season, we're also getting ready to drop some merch. Ladies, I got some sexy shit getting ready to drop out for my babies. Okay? I love me a good baddie. And you know summertime is around the corner. Don't mind this Minnesota snow. It's going to get hot again. I got some getting ready to come for you. And fellas, we damn sure ain't forgot about you. Guys and the guys, getting y'all all the way together. All kind of colors, all kind of things. If you're looking to be a brand ambassador for For The Record Radio, go ahead and fly in guys' DMs or one of ours, and we'll get you guys in touch and set up with our new program. We are currently looking for artists, models, business promoters. We do just want to make sure that you have something going on so that we can get you some traction and you can get us some as well. So let's collaborate over competition and get this merch out there, y'all, because for the record, this shit kind of hot, okay? Now, make sure you guys are tuning in on all social media platforms at 7 p.m. That's pretty much the time frame. Look at the flyers. It's 8 p.m. and 9 p.m., depending on what area you're in. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not even going to y'all right now. The translation is just losing in my head. Whatever the hell that word is, yep, the motto just happened. I'm sorry, y'all. The damn blonde hair is so thin somewhere. But in a different time zone, that's right. Different time zone, yo, okay? In the time zone that you in, 7 p.m., tune in. That's where we at. Live, streaming, call in, whatever the hell you want to do, we ready to hear you guys. Now, Monday, kicking it off, we in Chicago, flat out. Haiti with the Great Bar Show. If you really, really think that you can rap, this is the time for you to do it. We talking about straight off the dome. Like, no right, no nothing, just Haiti the Great, okay? Haiti is going to give it to you from the heart. So we want to hear them bars. Haiti the Great is Monday, okay? The Great Bar Show. Now, Tuesday is the Let It Flow.
It's no callers. It's just independent music. Remember, this time around, a lot of my independent artists are actually getting some features with mainstream artists. We want to hear the smash-ups and the collaborations. That's how you cross over. Mainstream artists, if you think you got some dope independent artists that haven't gotten the recognition that they need, go ahead and slide in our DMs, too. Ain't nothing to hurt to bring them up and bring them up with you, okay? So Tuesday, turn on your music, clean your house, yell at your kids, tell them be quiet for a little bit, and kick it. Cook your dinners. It's right around the time. It's time to get their little badasses ready for school, okay? Butter Record Radio, we got a hell of a smash up every Tuesday. No callers, just listeners, tune in. Tuesday flow, okay? Now, Wednesday, that's still our break day. If y'all don't know what's going on Wednesday, I got a secret. You ever wanted to do your own radio show? Have you ever wanted to do what we do? Y'all think that this is easy now, but guess what we created? Wednesday is an open booking. It is a chance for you to book an hour, book 30 minutes, book 15 minutes. Hell, we got all kind of promotional packages for Wednesdays. Wednesdays is our open day show. You can call it whatever you want to. Remember, right now is the time for you to be heard. The Wednesdays will give you an opportunity for your people to be able to tune in and for you to shout out your accomplishments. So if you would like to do so, go ahead and send us an email, also at Exclusive. And you can also tap in with us at For The Record. Tap in with Gaza and just let us know what you would like to promote, and we can get something set up for you so that people can get to know you, okay? Now, Thursdays, OG Tiger Lee. It's OG Tiger Lee is the place to be. That's where you come and get your knowledge. You know, when you sit around a group of grown-ass people, I'm not going to say men or women. You remember back in the days when people had grandpas and grandmas, in my case, abuelitos, like nanas, like you have people who raised you, not just your parents. They always say it takes a village to raise a child. Just like it takes a team to successfully run a business. It takes a team to successfully push an artist. It takes a team to successfully do a radio broadcast. Isn't just me on the air? I got guys with me the entire time y'all hear me. He's right there punching the clock with me. So 7 days a week, he takes time out of what he does to bring you guys these opportunities to be heard. Use it. Almost 20 years in the game worth of knowledge sits on Florida Record Radio, okay? Thursday is a chance for you guys to come tap in with that. With all different types of topics, OG takes you from the family to sex to relationships. We talk about your kids. We talk about outsides. We talk about strippers, prostitutes. Talk about all kinds of stuff over here on the radio. We talk about the shit that people are afraid to. But OG Tiger Lee Show, Thursday. Now, Friday, you know how we get down. We right back in the boogie down Bronx, giving you all the New York vibes with Fresh Fridays with your own CEO, Gaza. Okay? That's the day where the Doughboys and the Bodegas collab. Let me just say, just like Gaza says, it's Gaza approved. Y'all, my brothers, the Beautiful Red approved, Haiti the Great approved, OG Tiger Lee approved, and Uncle Different approved, which brings me to Saturdays, y'all. The Uncle Different show. Well, shit gets just a little bit different. Uncle Different is an entire different type of vibe. I don't know where y'all are listening to this radio broadcast. I don't know where you are tuning in, but everybody has that one uncle. This just, he cool with it. He the uncle that pull up, let you stick your hand and get the change or whatever money you can grab out his pocket. But he also that uncle that fuck your ass up if you're not doing what you're supposed to. Or talking to your parents crazy. He the uncle to show you love, but also put your ass back in your place. Best Uncle Different. He's a little different over there. He a little light skinned too. Because, you know, if y'all didn't know, why he look like guys. But both of them light skinned Drakey. There's some ties in there somewhere. So I'm going to leave that for y'all to tune in and find out what the tie is to Uncle Different and our own CEO, okay? I'm going to use that as a trigger. Like, well, we're going to use that as like a trivia question or something for one of these giveaways. If you could tell me what the tie-in is for Uncle Different and Gaza, I got a free For The Record t-shirt for you. Flat out. If you could tell me who Uncle Different and Gaza are to each other, where their relationship started and where it is today, let me know where it is, okay? I got something for you. For The Record's own merch. So you might want to do that. It's real simple. You got to do is tune in. Tune in, okay? Now,
after Saturdays, it brings us right back to where we are today, you guys. The Red Zone. I'm the Beautiful Red. Make sure you guys are tuning in with me on all social media platforms. Y'all know I wear many, many hats, but radio is one of the ones that I love the most. Y'all can tune in with me because I'm an actress on Amazon Prime, Netflix, and Tubi. Make sure you guys also tune in with me coming up soon. My pageants will be dropping again. I'm also doing my walk classes and some fashion shows. Houston, I'm coming back soon. We got some college smash-ups down there, so if you are looking to model, you want to get into modeling, you're looking to be a brander, you want to get to know and pick my brain, like Nightfall said, tune in with me on all social media platforms at The Beautiful Red. Y'all, I promise, I'm really an approachable person. Don't judge me by what you read on the internet, y'all. That's entertainment. I'm an entertainer. It's my job to entertain you. Don't take everything so personal. What I wanted to teach you guys in this past weekend is you can't always trust what you read on the internet. Y'all know that I love you and I support you, so I would never steer you wrong. But goddamn it, don't believe everything you fucking read. Everybody ain't telling you the truth, okay? TV is for entertainment. Social media is for entertainment, you guys. People don't go outside anymore. So that's how they get their shits and giggles. Remember that. Don't take it so personal. Is this a post? Is this a like? If somebody don't like you, remember what your mama said. Who gives a what? Okay? You got to give one before they can even bother you. So like I said, don't be giving these internet thugs no energy, y'all. They not worth it. But if you do argue with a person, make sure they got some followers where they can run them numbers up. Don't be arguing with people who just waste the internet space, okay? What I mean by waste the internet space is when you have to go back and forth with a person who has nobody commenting or liking on their pictures. It doesn't make any sense. Check the statuses, okay? Do your research before you argue with somebody. That's why they come looking for me. But I be trying to figure out, what do you say? Thank you for all the attention you guys brought to For the Record Radio and The Beautiful Red. I got so many exclusives getting ready to drop. Y'all, make sure you tune in with me. I'm going to be live again for a few more minutes after the show just to finish talking about a couple things on IG. But tune in right now. I got to end my show. It's been a good one. I'm not done talking my shit. Go and catch me at the podcast with Tristan, okay? We finna go crazy. Nightfall, it's gonna be freaking over. Y'all, Step It Up Podcast, collaboration with For the Record. Are y'all hearing what's really finna go on? The quality of what we are about to bring to you is about to be bananas. Just know that. And I'm allergic to that, but whatever. This is a whole nother story, y'all. It's been real. It's the Red Zone. We gonna end my show with exclusive by Fly Gaza, featuring Mark Movement exclusives. Guys, take me out. Y'all, I'll see y'all on IG in a few minutes.
Rock father on the track, boy. Moving while we grooving. The rest of y'all snoozing. 2024. No more excuses, either winning or you losing. Living life clueless, you ain't messing with the moving. You ain't messing with the moving. We moving while we grooving. The rest of y'all snoozing. 2024. No more excuses, either winning or you losing. You living life clueless, you ain't messing with the moving. You ain't messing with the moving. They ask how I do it, don't ask how I do it. Just know that I do it, I can move it in a week. No conception up to me, so consistent, so I eat. Let's keep all that on the hush, cause everybody peeps. You know that they gon' love you, but they kill you in a week. Ain't no lacking in these streets, why they hating on me? Man, I do this all for free, yeah, they just some wanna be. I'ma really just do me, yeah, watch them all free.
Watching, I see you watching, and we gon' stay consistent, you know what I mean?
Hey,
yo, we moving and grooving out here,
Flock Gaza approved,
you heard?
Moving while we grooving, the rest of y'all snoozing, 2024, no more excuses, either winning or you losing, living life clueless, you ain't messing with the moving, you ain't messing with the moving, we moving while we grooving, the rest of y'all snoozing, 2024, no more excuses, either winning or you losing. You living life clueless, you ain't messing with the movement. You ain't messing with the movement.
The movement is is a movie and I do it for the record. Though they say that time is money, so I can't waste a second. Bro, my bracelet and my necklace go. That pinky ring for Eskimos, crossing all my X and O's. For that check, I check it though. Jody Mac the great with the homie Fly Gaza lit. And the all kinds of shit, bombing like the Gaza Strip. Playing with that paper, get your pappy and your mama hit. Hotter than a sauna get when I let that llama spit. Smooth, then you lose, you don't know, then you lost, nigga. Get whipped to oblivion and nailed to a cross, nigga. You will catch them bullets from deep Randy Moss, nigga. From Iowa to Ithaca, get you knocked off, nigga. Idaho potato on the tray pound. Safe sound, had mommy on the Greyhound. 2,000 pills and 8 pounds. Homie, we don't play round. Hit that metal and stay down. Nigga, ain't no coming back from the dead in them late rounds. Moving while we grooving. The rest of y'all snoozing. 2024, nigga, no more excuses. Either winning or you losing. You living life clueless. You ain't messing with the movement. You ain't messing with the movement. Moving while we grooving. The rest of y'all smoothing. 2024, nigga, no more excuses. Either winning or you losing. You living life clueless. You ain't messing with the movement. You ain't messing with the movement.
Trip, trip. It's your boy, Extended Fam, Big Drip, Benny Boy Rue from the 413 to the BX, rocking with the one and only for the record radio, where you get your new and unreleased music here first. I'm a coke boy.